action by the pharmaceutical company Merck to pull the drug Vioxx from the market because of negative side effects has itself caused a number of political side effects. Congress is looking into how the Food and Drug Administration handled the situation. NPR's Julie Rovner reports that the investigation could have implications for a seemingly unrelated bill on medical malpractice.
President Bush says a bill capping some damages in medical malpractice lawsuits is one of his top health priorities for next year. But at a Senate Finance Committee hearing on the FDA's handling of Vioxx, the panel's ranking Democrat, Montana's Max Baucus, pointed out the caps in the malpractice bill apply to more than just doctors.
They also include pharmaceutical and medical product manufacturers, such as Merck. And the legislation creates new protections for products approved by the FDA, such as Vioxx.
Merck is the maker of Vioxx. What Baucus is referring to is language in the malpractice measure that prevents large damage awards against companies that make drugs approved by the FDA, even if the company knew the drugs might be dangerous. Given the large numbers of people who've potentially been harmed by Vioxx, Baucus said,
I think the Congress and the public need to take a good, hard look at this legislation.
But Republican Orrin Hatch of Utah said he thinks the Vioxx situation shows why the malpractice bill needs to be passed as is.
To say the least, Vioxx's removal from the shelves in September has created a feeding frenzy for trial lawyers.
Hatch says he's already seeing ads from lawyers soliciting those who've used the drug to sue Merck.
Let me just read you the headline. Get your $1 million from Vioxx lawsuit. Now, embedded in this misleading promotion, Vioxx consumers are advised on how they can, quote, benefit from this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to become a millionaire, unquote.
The malpractice bill, which has passed the House repeatedly, has so far made little headway in the Senate. In that chamber, it takes 60 votes to pass anything controversial. Backers of the bill did make some progress in the recent election, but because a handful of Republicans joined with Democrats in opposing the malpractice limits, backers are still at least a half dozen votes short of the 60 they'll need. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.